American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, but we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part of roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.AmericanLogHomesAndCabins.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Schnipsody might be a good word to describe what we're going to talk about next. It's got a definite bang of the 1960s, but apparently it's a bit of a thing again. Increasing numbers of people are installing a home bar, complete with decanters and those Y-shaped martini glasses. It's shagadelic, baby. Jennifer Sheehan has been keeping an eye on all this. Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Good afternoon.
Is it a thing again? Is it like people are putting things on Instagram, pictures of their home bar and all that?
It's certainly a shagadelic again. It's back. I presume it was a function of us all spending so much time at home. I won't mention the word, but after the past few years. So, yeah, I think we've stocked up. We've got a load of booze at home. We need to put it somewhere nice.
Right. Why do we need to put it somewhere? Why not just keep it in the cupboard?
Of course, you can keep it in the cupboard, and you might need to, if you've got little hands around the house and you need to lock it away from someone. Nobody, you might not want your drink on display. That's absolutely fine. But it can be a lovely thing to have. It's very suave. There's something very alluring about a home bar. It's kind of glinting away at you in the corner as you're working towards Friday.
And when we're saying a bar, we're not talking about a yoke you have in the back garden.
I wish in
the house.
I wish I was talking about the yoke I have in the home garden. I have actually a very funny story about this one. I have family friends over in the States who have done very well for themselves, and they have quite a lot of space, and they've a lot of space in their back garden to build individual little bars. So there's a group of friends who've done a little themed one. So our pal has an Irish one, there's a little Mexican cantina, there's a little Japanese sake bar in different houses, and they drive around in golf carts and get langers in the neighbourhood.
Are we even living? Oh my God, it's the end of Western civilization. How big are these little bars?
It's a shed.
But they can go in there and then they serve it out to people and they're drinking in the backyard. That's absolutely mad.
I hope I've given people lots of ideas on that one.
I suppose people might be thinking, if they're of an age, they'll remember the 1960s and you had this kind of a trolley job.
Yeah.
Can you even get them anymore?
Yeah, you absolutely can. You can get loads of them. There's a great Irish shop called Oriana B. She does lovely things online.
Know her well.
She has very, very pretty little bar carts. You can use anything. Any little trolley will do. I can't remember the website, but I came across a fabulous one recently where they repurposed the airline ones. These really glamorous trolleys.
Oh, wow, that's clever.
Into a home bar. And that looks pretty cool. I think they were starting at around $2,000, but, nice.
How much? Okay, well, how much would one in Oriana B cost?
They were much more in the low three figures mark when I last checked.
Right, okay. Yeah. So that'd be
the 100 or so.
And is the idea then, because that's on wheels, that you kind of wheel it in at some point?
I mean, how glamorous. Why not make a little ceremony out of it,
And it's tinkling as you're going along. Yeah. And are you supposed to keep everything in decanters now? Is that the whole thing?
It's up to you. I suppose it depends on how many bottles you have and style it yourself however you want them to look. I think there's something very glamorous and very suave about a cut glass decanter. They can be quite expensive, but you really often find beautiful ones in secondhand stores. So, Vision Ireland or Oxfam or any of those. Mm. People throw away crystal all the time. It's a great place to check for some really nice glassware as well. So obviously put something in a decanter, especially if, you just have a little bit of space and you have your favourite tipple that you're having of an evening and that's your go-to, that's perfect. If you've loads of bottles, maybe, a whole range of decanters might be a bit much.
Yeah. But there maybe are some things you're supposed to put in a decanter and other things you're not. I don't know.
Well, scotch always seems to be thing,
absolutely.
Doesn't it?
And maybe brandy, I suppose, you would put in as well.
But you wouldn't want to get confused, so you're into labelling decanters then. You know, you don't want to be swallowing back.
Oh, yeah, that looks a bit crap then if you're labelling. And the glasses are like would be, are people going for the kind of old, more old-fashioned kind of glasses?
Yeah, cut glass, Waterford Crystal is really nice. Or there's a brand called Rydell, which is beautiful. And these are such great things to get. Anything to do with the home bar, it's a brilliant thing to get as a gift for someone as well. Even if they're not a drinker, you know, you can go for the non-alcoholic cocktails.
A Rydell, I guess I thought Rydell just did wine glasses. Did
they do? No, they have a range. Yeah. Yeah, highball glasses, everything you need. Yeah, they have lovely stuff.
Right. And you know the kind of old-fashioned... I have a story about this. You know, the old-fashioned champagne glasses.
The coupe.
They're like a little bowl. Mm. Apparently, they're shaped that way. It was after Marie Antoinette's breasts.
Wow. That's not what I was expecting. I thought it had something to do with the bubbles.
I don't know how they made them. I'd say she had to whip one out and they put some glass around it. I don't know how they made them. Must have been it's a very intensive day of work to make them that way.
What a legacy.
Someone says, I built a shed pub in my garden, proper draft, lager and Guinness, all TV and sport channels. I just wish I'd had it during lockdown. Wow.
Text in your address. We'll be over.
John says, it's not the little hands you need to worry about. It's the feckin' adult children's hands you need to worry about. Yeah.
I know.
It's like a stage of life thing where you suddenly realise that the gin is water.
My parents are listening. How did you not notice how much of your alcohol cabinet was water?
You do notice. That's the thing. You do notice, but then, like, it's too late then, you know. But they think they've committed the crime of the century, kind of thing. I suppose, though, it also depends on how big your house is, how much you can.
Yeah.
Probably, maybe you could fit in the little trolley thing.
Yeah.
But if a bit of a bigger house, are people actually building a bar area in their house?
You mean full countertop, little bar stools, the whole thing. You'd be surprised how little space you need for something like that. I mean, even if you have a spare corner of a room, you could do quite a bit with 1 metre square. Now, this is if you take your drinking pretty seriously and you want that whole ceremony around it and that dedicated space. So you can, you know, I would get a joiner in if you've got the money, and you could just build out a little countertop. Brilliant idea to put maybe a sink in there and a freezer for ice and keep your wine chilled and all that kind of stuff. But you can install a countertop, 1 square metre space in a corner, and that's brilliant.
Because I suppose, like, most people have that... Most people, but a lot of people have the old glass box built on on the back of their house. So there'd probably be room in there or someplace.
But it's lovely to have the countertop as well, to have people standing around, you know, maybe while you're shaking your cocktails or you're chopping up your lemons or whatever it is, a little ceremony around the whole thing.
Sounds like work. Can they just do it themselves, sort of thing?
Put your guests to work.
Is there any, because I suppose the thing, if you do have like 2-year-olds or 3-year-olds in the house, that's the dangerous thing, because they're...
You need to go up high then.
Hiking them up. So is there any kind of a yoki you can get where it kind of, you open it up and the drinks appear?
Yes. Oh my gosh, these are so beautiful. And they were massive around kind of the 20s and 30s. So if you look for an Art Deco drinks trolley or drinks cabinet, they opened up at the top and this lift mechanism caused this beautiful bar countertop thing to raise up, and all your drink was stored inside. They had little sections, you know, for the bottles. They had the lovely felt lining for the glasses and everything. And then you close the lid over again and the whole thing disappears and little hands can't get at it.
Now that is cool.
That is beautiful. Very cool. Yeah, they're lovely.
Now, for all like the various drinks that you'll have in your whatever kind of counter it is, you can't physically probably keep all the appropriate glasses there. You're going to have to keep them someplace else.
You'd want to be really into your glasses, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Obviously, you can hang them. You know, if you do have that dedicated space, then those glass rails that you can put on the underside of shelves are great for glassware that has stems, if you don't have glassware that has stems. But that does double up your shelving space, really. It depends on how much you're into it. I mean, you're fine with, I would say, a set of champagne glasses, red and white wine glasses, and then a highball cup for, you know, whiskey or something like that. And then something to pour a pint into. And then if you want to go fancy, get your Marie Antoinette coupe.
Yeah.
Those martini glasses I love. I think they just look so...
No, they are. Can you actually get them new anymore?
Can. Do you know where it's brilliant to look for glassware? My first place that I always go to is, aside from the charity shops, is HomeSense. You know, the Homewares arm of TK Maxx. They have brilliant stuff in there and it's really good value. And it's good quality. Yeah.
No, at the same time, you're talking, if all those things are out in display, that's a lot of dusting. Somebody out there isn't going, who's going to keep all that clean?
You got to keep using it.
Because it's not in a cupboard.
You got to use it frequently. That's the only way to get rid of the dust.
I'm told we've been been sent about 100 pictures of people's home bars.
I love it.
People
I
are very it. Proud of their home bars. That's amazing.
I'd love to see what kind of accessories people put in, because I'm all for people putting up, you know, a bit of a neon sign if they want to, or, you know, they've got these really elaborate kind of stag's heads, or obviously like sports paraphernalia is a big thing as well. I'm all for it. Go tacky, why not?
I suppose it must be a COVID thing that people did this because they couldn't go out to a bar, so they made their own.
Yeah. And then on the draft beers, didn't Diageo have this brilliant idea to make this Guinness draft thing that you can you can put a can into it and it gives you apparently a perfect draft pint.
That's what they're saying. My father, when asked by someone where the drinks cabinet was, said it doesn't last long enough to have a cabinet. Who goes into somebody's house and asks where the drinks cabinet cabinet is? Stayed in an Airbnb in Prague a few months ago and they had a bar at the side of the fireplace. It was like something from an 80s movie, but looked so nice. So we decided to build our own one when we got home.
Good for you.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah. Home bars are for beta types. When you really want is a cool bar in your high-rise office a la Mad Men, says John in Limerick. Well, that's true, yeah. I think that might be kind of frowned on nowadays, having a bar in your place of work.
It's probably illegal, but, you know, depends on how visible it is, I suppose.
Yeah. Someone else says, I got a drinks trolley for my 50th. I feel so grown up now. And inevitably, Timmy and many other people made a similar comment. I now feel like a right tit drinking out of a glass shaped like Marie Antoinette's boob all the time. Of course you do. And you're enjoying every moment of it. Jennifer, thanks a million. Lovely to see you again. That was Jennifer Sheehan there, columnist with the Irish Examiner.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place. You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.